Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hey, hey, you guys, Martha Krejci here. So that is how you pronounce all of those consonants really close together. What we're going to be talking about today is how squeeze points are able to actually make your business better. We can actually do really good things with them. Okay. Now, I want to make a quote first. Do you know who Sam Altman is? As you're reading this or as you're listening to this, this is the CEO of OpenAI, okay? So think ChatGPT. Sam Altman said in September, actually, I'm gonna tell you when he said it in just a second. He said, I think there will be a one person, $1 billion company soon. And whenever you hear that, you think, okay, that feels insane. That feels wild. That feels incredibly unattainable. But now I'm going to tell you when he said it. He said it September of 2023. Okay, so not only did he think that then, but imagine what he thinks right now. And so what I want us to be thinking about today as we go through this, I want us to be thinking, okay, how can I find these throttle points in my business? Or what are my throttle points in my business that I can then streamline and allow AI to move into without letting AI completely run rampant on what I'm doing? So what I'm seeing from a lot of entrepreneurs right now is I'm seeing the bright, shiny object of AI, right? Everybody wants to make themselves into a Barbie doll. Or they want to make themselves into an action figure, or they want to, you know, they do these things that are kind of like the fun things to do. Frankly, I'm not against doing those things, but do them on the weekend, right? Don't do them as you're running your business. Now, as I see them treating it like a bright, shiny object, I also see them kind of running to these different tools as sort of their savior. And sort of like the thing that will change everything for them, right? And they don't realize that as you're adding more tools into something, if your processes and if the way that you run your business isn't already optimized, isn't already, you know, in a good place, you're just adding chaos. And really what people are seeing is that these AI tools are actually becoming paralysis points for people because they'll add these tools, not to mention how much money are you spending every month on like tools that you bought and then you're, you know, not even just AI, that's just everything, right? But you're getting all of these tools and then you're like, this isn't, you know, I'm not using it. Or you try to use it and now you've taken up half a day because you've had to learn a new tool, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into all of that. We understand the problem, right? So just to say a little bit about me and why it's relevant for me to even talk about this thing that I'm talking about. Again, Martha Krejci, I have run an 8-figure business from home for about 4 years now. So like this is something that is very normal to me to run teams, to streamline processes, right? Now, what about when I tell you that I run an 8-figure business from home and my staff, not my agency, but my staff, like my core staff, is one full-time person and 3 part-time people, okay? So now when we go back to, you know, Sam Altman saying that there will be a one person, $1 billion company soon, that's what we're really looking at here. So we're seeing what are the ways that we can apply AI into what we're already doing in our businesses. So What I want you to think about is I want you to think right now, what are the different things that take up too much time every day? Okay. What am I doing in my business every day that is just simply taking up too much time? Right? There's that. And then you'll note that, in your own time, you're going to note that. I also want you to think about what are things that are happening in my business that maybe I have employees doing that I don't love how they're doing it, right? Because one beautiful thing about AI is A, it doesn't call in sick, it doesn't ask for vacation, it doesn't do all of those things. But also, it's going to do the same thing. It's going to do what you tell it to do every doggone time, right? So it's when you have humans involved in some things, sometimes they don't do what you wanted them to do, and they do what they wanted to do, which is going to be the easier approach. A lot of times you'll see that in sales, right? So you'll see it in the sales part, and you'll see it in the customer service part. So the way that I look at things and the way that I look at business systems is I look at it like we have sales, we have marketing, and we have customer service. And all three of those really matter whenever it comes to the growth of the business, right? And they all should have to do with sales. So a lot of times, customer service, our customer service reps or whoever handles our customer service, we don't include them in sales. Like, we just don't think about them in a sales capacity. But every time, I mean, they're the ones that are talking to our customers, day in and day out. Our customers sometimes know them better than they know us. And so they should understand sales. But if your customer service person doesn't really have that sales oomph to them, which they might not, and that's totally okay, that might be a great place to input, some AI into that. So the AI can run the sales part of it. What that could look like, just because I like to bring things down from the ether into the dirt, right? And make it make sense. What that could look like is a follow-up sequence. Whenever somebody calls in to ask for a customer service, just ask for help on something. I need to log in, can't get into my account. That's like the biggest one, right? After that, a customer sequence, kind of doing a light sales approach, right? But from an AI perspective. So AI is getting very, it's terrifying, but it's getting very customized. You can customize an AI conversation based on the products that somebody already has, based on, your customer profile, who they are as a customer, you believe their trajectory needs to be in your sales ladder. If you're listening to me right now and you're like, okay, I don't know what a sales ladder is, let me just make that make sense real quick. So a sales ladder is essentially we should all have many different types of products, right? We should be able to cover the gamut of everything that our potential client would need, as it pertains to our biggest thing that we offer. We kind of path the way to the biggest thing that we offer. And most people won't actually make it to the biggest thing that you offer. What most businesses actually have, like they mistakenly do, is they only offer this biggest thing. They're like, I'm here to do this. And then they set up shop, they put out their tile, and they're like, here we go, we're doing this thing. And then immediately they're met with, okay, well, this isn't working. So that means that people don't like me. That means that people don't want what I have. That means that what I'm bringing to the marketplace isn't of value. That's the things that they start to think because they're human beings, right? You're met with rejection, what feels like rejection. And so immediately you're going to be like, well, shoot, I've done something wrong or I'm in the wrong game. I shouldn't be doing this. Is this hitting? Yes. So whenever people have just that product, the only mistake that they've made is that they didn't path the way there. Okay. And so that's the sales ladder of it all. And so to talk about a sales ladder, what I'm going to get into here super quick is awareness levels, because this is another thing that you can inject AI into. And so while we're thinking of, in the beginning, I have you thinking of what are your throttle points. I still want you thinking about that, but I also want you to open up your mind to this new kind of world that I'm going to walk you into, okay? Because this is going to blow up your business in a good way. That this next thing that we're going into is going to set you apart from every single other person in the industry, period, because nobody addresses this stuff. Okay. So the awareness levels. This was originally brought forth by Eugene Schwartz. Breakthrough Advertising is the book. It's an expensive book. It's a small book and an expensive book written in the 40s. He's kind of the marketer we all, stand on the shoulders of, is really how it goes. But I'm giving you the cliff notes on the book really here. The awareness levels are this. The first level is unaware, right? Completely unaware, no idea that they need what you have, no idea they have the problem that you solve, just walking around the world, not a care in the world, like they're just fine, they're good. The next level is problem aware, okay? So problem aware looks like this. It looks like symptoms arising, okay? It looks like, I have this knocking sound in my car. We all know that's an issue, right? So I have this knocking sound in my car, or forgive the reference, but like maybe I got this rash, I've got this problem. There's a thing that I'm now aware of where I'm like, well, shoot, let me do what everybody does when they realize they have a problem, which is research. This is what everybody does. Some people treat this like it's a certain type of personality type is the one that goes to research. What we've actually found now, specifically in the last 6 months, what we have found is that more it's like 99% of everyone is researchers now. And we can thank the internet for that, obviously for being able to research, but we can thank people that sell things on the internet for everybody researching so much, because now they're skeptics. And I love a skeptic. Personally, I love a skeptic. But everybody is now skeptical because they have bought enough things out in the world where they're like, well, shoot, let me research this. Let me make sure that this is a good thing. So whenever they start to have a symptom, whenever your person, so I want you to think of who your person is, right? Your buyer, what do they realize as a symptom of the problem that you solve? So start to think of what those symptoms are. Okay. This is all going to make sense in a second. Think of what those different symptoms would be. So they go and they research those symptoms. Whenever they research those symptoms, you need to be there. Okay. We're going to go through systems of how you can be here very easily. But you need to be there. When they're researching this, you need to be there, or else you're simply not even a part of the buying decision for 90% of the people out there. You will have your outliers. You will have your people that are warm referrals. Everybody says, well, my business is all referral. Referral isn't scalable, though. It's not predictable. And that's why most business owners are terrified, is because while you had a good amount of referrals this month, they're not promised next month. Right. So to have a scalable business, we need to make sure that we can promise, right, that what I'm putting out there and, what people are consuming or reading of content of mine, and that they're going to continue down the road. They're going to become a customer in some capacity, right? So there's the symptoms, okay, or the problem aware. There's five steps. So we have unaware, we have problem aware, and now we have solution aware. Okay. So if it's, if it's the rash, let's just get on the rash one. So say it's the rash that they have. Okay, so they research the symptom and then they're like, well, shoot, I think this is the problem, right? And so they're actually looking at the different potential problems of that symptom, and now they're honing in and laser focusing in on an actual problem and what that is, right? And then after that, we come to vendor aware. Okay. Vendor aware means that they know they have a problem now, and now they're moving on into, okay, so here's my issue, here's my problem, and now who am I going to work with? Okay, this space, the vendor aware space, is where testimonials do a ton of the heavy lifting, right? Because if people are researching, the main research that people do once they have gotten to, I have this problem, now I need to find who is going to help me with this problem. Once they get to that point, what they're looking for is herd mentality. What they're looking for is, what have other people's experiences been, right? I want to know that this person is the real deal because they're skeptical and they should be, right? And so whenever you get to that point, that's where you're going to just, that's, you're going to flood with testimonials. Okay. Now, I know in your mind right now, you might be thinking, okay, what, do, how, period, hard stop, right? How do I do that? Like, what does this look like? That's where I'm going to come into a system and process here for you in just a second when we finish it. So there's the testimonials part for the vendors, the vendor aware. And then the last one is aware, hyper aware, super aware, whatever you want to call it. It's the most aware. Okay. Whenever people get to that point and only that point, here's another mistake I see out in the world. Okay. Everyone that I see selling their products are always selling on the fifth step. They're selling the urgency, they're selling get in now. 20% off, jump in, jump in by midnight tonight and you'll get X, Y, and Z and blah, blah, blah. That's selling with urgency, which it has a place. That's fine as long as it's ethical urgency. It has its place, but it's not the only thing you should be doing. Okay. It should be that that is the last step in the journey where they're like, okay, I know I want to work with you, but then I mean, if you're anything like me, I will know that I want to buy something and it still takes me a month to buy it. I'll want to buy it, I'll decide I'm going to buy it, and then something, my 10-year-old does something and I'm like, "Oh, like I have to go look at a cartwheel or something like that," which is fine. I would, I want to look at the cartwheel, but that, something happens and I didn't buy the thing, right? I also want us to remember that is that our buyers sometimes are wanting to buy our stuff, but just forgot. And a lot of us think of ourselves as failures and think like nobody's buying my stuff, when in reality, our culture has made people incredibly busy. And so they don't know, up from down. They don't know what's going on from one day to the next. Everything is so busy and so fast. So if they're not, if you feel like people aren't buying from you, also don't forget to stay top of mind. And just a like a little gold nugget drop here, that's where email marketing is the best. Okay. I get 85% of my sales off of just email marketing. That's where you give, you serve in public. And then an email is where you nurture and you continue to build relationship. And then you just say, oh, by the way, if you haven't hopped into this, this makes a lot of sense for you, or whatever it is, right? That's where, I mean, email marketing really does save the day for you. And in case you're like most people and you just kind of, internally rolled your eyes a little bit, and said, well, I don't even open my own email. Somebody literally told me this again this week. And I know it's true. I don't open a lot of my email either. The reality is even when you go to your email, even though you don't open most of them, again, I don't either, there are some emails that I will not miss. That when I scroll through them, I'm like, oh, I'm going there. Oh, I'm opening this. This person always delivers. I want to know what they're doing, right? You just have to become that. You have to become that. Right. I have like a 75% open rate on my emails. The industry standard is 10 to 15%. So, as long as you are the person that they want to open the email from, you're solid. You're totally good. Okay. So, the top step, The fifth step of the awareness stages is the aware, the hyper aware. The urgency works on those people, but only those people. Guys, that is 2 to 3% of your audience. 2 to 3% of your audience is actually going to react to your urgent, you know, your urgency ad or whatever you're doing. And they probably reacted to it very strongly the first time around. And then it started going down in efficacy, right? And that's because you are not creating a customer journey, okay? I mean, I'm assuming that you're not, because most people aren't. If we were creating a customer journey for them, which includes a sales ladder, in these different awareness points, it makes a lot of sense to have a sales ladder, right? So if we're educating people all the way up, and then whenever they get to that urgency space, then they're going to buy, and you've got new people moving into that space always and forever, because you're creating this free content down here that also aligns with products, right? But you're creating this free content near the bottom and all the way up that is bringing them there. So you're not just kind of, you know, just throwing things at the wall and hoping that it's going to stick. Instead, you know it's gonna stick, okay? So now just let me create the frameworks around what a system for that specifically would look like. So adding AI into all sorts of your business or all different parts of your business can absolutely be done. But what you need to do is you need to make sure that your processes are good before replicating them with AI. Don't add AI in before your processes are good, because it's just straight chaos. But for this one, what I would do is you're going to determine who your buyer is, right? You're going to know who your actual buyer is. So think of who your favorite client or who your favorite customer is. Okay. The free way to do this is to actually go to ChatGPT and say, now create a buyer persona for this type of person. And the say to include psychographics as well. Okay. It will give you a buyer persona. You will save that as a .txt file, save it onto your desktop so you can go back and use it. Then what I want you to do is I want you to go back to ChatGPT and I want you to ask it to create a sales ladder that ends with whatever your biggest top tier product is. So create a sales ladder for me of products that hit every awareness level. Tell it your awareness levels that you just learned, right? Tell say the awareness levels as created by Eugene Schwartz. Okay, so it knows that. And so it will create products for you for the different awareness levels. After that, you're gonna say, now create content pillars for me for these awareness levels. And you break it down and you keep breaking it down in the same chat for blog posts. The blog posts turn into YouTube videos, and then you turn those into just a social media post that points to them. And then in the blog post and the YouTube video, you have a call to action to buy the thing or to join a lead magnet, which is free. And then they're on your email list, and then you can sell to them and nurture them on your in your email marketing. And so I hope that you guys aren't just like, hot dog, what just happened to me? I just absolutely got leveled. Just sit with this for a little bit. It is all, I'm always open for questions. Hello at marthaecraichy.com is my email. Feel free to email me anytime. Happy to answer questions.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.